I've got a few clients up at High Range who heard about rumours of Defence Department acquiring property or planning to acquire property, and there was quite a lot of concern about the rumours that were coming around, and not a lot of information.
Have some people been raising the question whether extra property is needed?
We really don't know why this is needed. We understand that it's a lot to do with the Singaporean manoeuvres and the deal being done with the Singapore Army, but there's a hell of a lot of land up there, and are they using that at the moment? Do they really need to take all of that land out of production? There seems to be a bit of a misunderstanding that this is low-value land, but that's not the case. There's a lot of very good quality country up there.
There have been some suggestions that perhaps it might be more appropriate to purchase land near Pentland. Has that been suggested as well?
There's a lot of land up near Pentland that's much lower quality land. It may be further away, but if we're choosing between low quality land and high quality land, then that should be taken into account, not just the fact that it's close to Townsville.
The Commonwealth Land Acquisition Act and process is pretty powerful. Is there much chance that this can be fought?
Once the decision is made by Defence, it's going to be very difficult to change their mind, you would think. Perhaps there is a window of opportunity in the next few months to get involved in the discussion and be involved in the discussion about whether it is actually needed. Hell's Gate, the dam, if it goes ahead, has the potential to be a game changer for Townsville and the region. Surely we should be looking toward the future and not lock up great tracts of land just for the convenience of the Defence Department.
Some people have also suggested that if Defence does acquire the land, it will actually be leased back to the Singaporean government or the Singaporean forces to do training. Are there questions about the legality of that?
There's quite a few issues around the purpose for the acquisition. Is that really important for the Defence of Australia? The Acquisition of Land Act is to acquire land for the purposes that benefit the nation as a whole. Does this training of the Singaporean troops, is that something that overrides the rights of the people who own the land now?
Yes, I'm Bev Spurdle and we live at Range here, but we own three properties in the acquisition area, which we'd be very sad to lose because they're our bullock depots. And bullock country is expensive country to rebuy. You know, we just don't know where we're going from here, so we're hoping we're not in it. But I don't think we'll be that lucky.
I mean, there have been some thoughts. People are saying the country's not valuable. How valuable is your country that you own?
Oh, it is very valuable because you don't raise females on it. You only raise bullocks and fatten.
So what would it mean for your family and your properties?
Oh, look, we're taking it one day at a time because I really don't know what it means until we see whether we're in the acquisition. It's really good. Everything's so close here. And, you know, freight, markets, everything, you know, it's just a little piece of God's heaven.
My name's Robert Hicks and we're off Merrimbina Station. We have about a 23-kilometre boundary with the Army. I feel that this is just totally unfair, that they will not tell us what's going on.
What would it mean for your property?
A fair chance it would mean acquisition. It's been in our family a long time now. We would lose it. It's our fattening block.
Cattle supply is pretty tight at the moment in Australia. Do you have any thoughts about what it would mean if properties like yours were taken out of producing cattle?
It would be devastating to the likes of the Townsville Meatworks. There would be losses of jobs.
How long have you had the property for, Bob?
About 23 or 4 years. My father used to contract master it for the previous owners since it was drew in 64, and we finally thought all our Christmases would come at once when we got our opportunity to buy it.
What would it mean for your family if the property was acquired by the Army?
It would break us up. In the time we've been there, like we fought our droughts and we fought our floods, and all my family, all my kids have grown up there. I lost my father there. We lost our last place to the National Parks, and we thought we'd sidestepped it. No one thought of Defence.